This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, after the Newtown, Connecticut school shootings last December, the National Rifle Association said there should be armed guards in every school in the country. Well, today the NRA is releasing details on how to put that plan in place. Shannon Mullen reports it would be costly for taxpayers.
For the most part, the dollar figure depends on whether school guards are sworn law enforcement officers. Francisco Negron is general counsel with the National School Boards Association.
It's not just simply about being able to defend, but it's about being able to address and respond quickly in the whole security scenario that law enforcement officers are trained to do.
Depending on the district, one officer could cost $50,000 to $80,000, according to the National Association of School Resource Officers. And there are about 100,000 public schools in the country, putting the total in the billions each year. The NRA has said it's sensitive to the cost issue, so it plans to offer free training for volunteers.
Who is going to actually assure that these individuals really know what they're doing?
Daniel Webster heads the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun and Policy Research. He says volunteer armed guards could add to schools' liability insurance premiums because of the risk of accidents. In Boston, I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.